So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that even foods that ain't to in the bracha achrayna lachrein b'mkayman, foods that do not require a bracha achrayna in the place that he ate them, shinu makom ain't tzarich levarach, a different location does not require another bracha. In the previous daf, we already refuted Rabbi Yechanan's opinion from a braisa. Our daf begins by presenting another challenge to the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. It says in the braisa, chaveim shohayu misubin va'akur ragleim leilich lebeis haknesses. If a group who is eating together then got up in the middle to go to shul, k'shen yaitzin ain't tun the bracha l'mafreya, u'k'shen chayzrin ain't tun the bracha l'katchila. They do not need to make a bracha achrayna before leaving, or a new bracha when they return to continue eating. Buda qualifies this halacha, bizman shenichu sham miktzas chaveirim, only when some of the people remained by the meal. Avaloi hinichu sham miktzas chaveirim, but if nobody remained at the meal, they do need to make a bracha achrayna before leaving, and a new bracha when they return to eat. The Gemara points out that when the Braisa says va'akar ragleyan, it implies that they were eating foods that are tu'un the bracha achrayna l'achrayin b'mkayman. They require the bracha achrayna in the place that they ate, which implies that if they were eating foods that are ain't tu'un the bracha achrayna l'achrayin b'mkayman, they would have to make a bracha achrayna before leaving and a new bracha when they return. If so, shall we say that this Braisa refutes the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara responds that this is not a contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan, because we can say Hu hadin dafil dvarim she'ein tun the bracha l'achrein b'mekayman nami ein tzrichin l'varach. That according to the Tanakhama, even foods that do not require bracha achrein in this place do not require a bracha achrein before leaving or a bracha rishrein when returning. And the reason the Braisa referred to a case where the people were eating foods that are tu'un the bracha achrein b'mekayman is lo di acha koyched Rabbi Yehuda, to show the extent of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that even those foods, taima denichu miktas chaveirim, they do not require a bracha achrayna before leaving or a bracha rishayna when returning, only because they left some people eating. But if they did not leave anybody behind, they need a bracha before leaving and a new bracha when they return. The Gemara continues. In the previous daf, we presented a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda holds that shin makom tzarich levarach. Shein makom only requires a new bracha if one was eating dvarim she'ein tun the bracha l'achrein b'mekayman, food that does not require bracha achrein in this place. However, shein makom does not require a new bracha if one was eating dvarim hatun the bracha achrein l'achrein b'mekayman, foods that do require a bracha achrein in its place. Rav Sheshes, however, says, echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzarich levarach, whether he's eating a food that does not need a bracha achrein in its place, or if he's eating a food that does need a bracha achrein in its place, he must make a new bracha at the new location. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Rav Chisda. Chaveim shohi misubin lishtes yain v'akur raglein, people who were drinking wine and got up to leave, v'chazru ein tzrichin levarach, and then they returned, they do not have to make a new bracha. Now, wine is from the dvarim hatu'un bracha achrein l'achrein b'mekayman. One must make a bracha achreina in its place. The Gemara now returns to an earlier machlokes that we learned on Daf Kof Amid Aleph regarding hafsaka, where a person started his meal in the early afternoon of Erev Shabbos, when it was permitted according to all opinions, and it continued all the way until the evening. The Tanya, Mafsikin l'Shabbos is de Rabbi Yehuda. He must interrupt the meal and make Kiddush and a new meal for Suda Shabbos. Rabbi Yisi Amar, Ein Mafsikin, he does not need to interrupt the meal. Rather, he can continue his meal, and after Birchas HaMazon, he will make Kiddush. Here the Gemara cites the following braisa. Tan Rabbanan, B'nei Chabur Shehoyu Mesubin. If a group of people were eating a meal which started before the time of Isser, v'kiddush alein ha'yayim, and it continued into Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds mevin lekeish shel yain v'aymelav kiddushas ha'yayim, v'sheini aymelav berchas ha'mazon. He must interrupt his meal by bringing 2 cups of wine, and he makes kiddush on one and benches on the other, and he then starts a new meal for Suda Shabbos. The reason he makes kiddush before benching is because it's usher for him to drink the wine of benching before kiddush. Rabbi Yosi holds he can just continue his meal, and after the meal he brings 2 cups of wine. On the first cup he benches, and he may drink it before Kiddush because it's part of the meal. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, he's permitted to continue the meal into the night. And he makes Kiddush on the second cup. The Gemara asks, let him bench and make Kiddush on the same cup of wine. The Gemara answers, Ein oimim shtei kiddushes al kois echad. We do not do 2 things on 1 cup, because we do not perform mitzvahs in bundles. Rashbam explains, The mechzi love kamasli. Bundling the mitzvahs together makes it seem like the mitzvahs are a burden on him, and he wants to get it over with as quickly and easily as possible. The Gemara questions this halacha from a brayso which teaches hanichnas lebeis of a matzah Shabbos mevarach al yayin val ma'or val besam. On matzah Shabbos, one makes a bracha on the wine, on the fire, and on the besamim. Ma'akach emer havdol al kais, and he then makes havdol on the cup of wine. The brayso concludes vim ein lo ela kais echad. And if he has only one cup of wine, which is not enough for Havdalah and Berchas HaMazon of the meal he will eat after Havdalah, Menichu la'achar HaMazon, u'meshashlin kun la'acharav, he leaves the cup of wine until after his meal, and then he says Berchas HaMazon and Havdalah on that one cup of wine. Taisus adds that under these circumstances, he may eat before Havdalah. In any case, we see that he can say Berchas HaMazon and Havdalah on the same cup of wine. The Gemara answers, Ein lo ishani, a case of where a person does not have enough wine is different. In general, we do not allow mitzvahs to be done in bundles. However, if there's no other choice, it's permitted. The Gemara continues to question this din. When the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos, Amar Abaye, Yak Zena, V'Rav Amar Yak Nahaz. Abaye and Rava only argue about the order of things, which are detailed in the next daf. But they both agree that a person makes Kiddush and Avdalah on the same cup of wine. The Gemara adds, Di Islay. Usually on Yom Tov, one has enough wine. The Gemara answers, El Havdalah b'Kiddush chadim milsehi. Havdalah and Kiddush are very similar in that they both relate to the separation of Kiddush and Chayil and are not considered bundling different mitzvahs together. Therefore, one may bundle them together. Berchas HaMazon b'Kiddush trei milin inu. But Berchas HaMazon and Kiddush are two separate things, and therefore, one may not bundle them together.